When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, a good comeback win for the Bruins last night, albeit against a mid team. Like, you're a mid team.
Yep.
But they got the comeback win, Wiggy, and you watched all of it.
Yeah, I think that a lot of it now becomes... You know, we're obviously going to judge them. I think they're playing better on the Sackle than they were on the Montgomery. But
I don't think the schedule has given you enough good teams to be able to judge that.
That's a fair assessment. But don't we think that they're still good enough where they're going to make the playoffs?
And everybody does in the NHL.
Before that, I think the question becomes, what does Sweeney and Naily do? Are they buyers or sellers during the trade deadline?
I don't think they have a ton of things to move and acquire. I think they'll be pretty quiet. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't have, like, their full farm system, you know, the prospects they have, what they would possibly get. I think this year is they'll get to the playoffs. Maybe they win a round. If they win a round, Sacco's safe. If they don't, it's, you know, up for grabs. But yeah.
But where do they go next year, though? Are they still, like, coming back with the same cast of characters? Or do they become... maybe where they look to bring in some new talent.
Well, who's their coach going to be? Is Sacco going to be the guy that they keep?
Yeah, or do they look to trade off some pieces? I mean, I think
you are on record as when it comes to the piece that you want traded off. So,
well, I had said, would you entertain offers for Pastrnak?
Yeah.
If you feel like, would you entertain offers for Brad Marchand? Mm-hmm. Like, if you don't feel like you're going anywhere. And I don't know, maybe there's a team that's willing to give up some stuff to get Marchand, but what are you getting draft picks back for him? You maybe getting a young prospect?
Well, a win is a win, even if it's against Calgary. And so you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Thank you to George Christinakos. 84,000, according to the Odyssey Wrapped, 84,851 minutes with this radio station in 2024.
Wow.
45 straight weeks.
Wow.
So, good job,
thanks.
George.
Keep sending those over. Thanks. Thanks for that. Thanks, George.
I got one from Glenn Ordway, 60,000 minutes.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
He's retired. Probably has the time on his hand, I would assume.
If I quit radio and I'm still giving people advice on social media and weighing in on gossip, shoot me, please.
What will you do after you're retired, Curtis?
I'll be James's Little League coach high school coach.
Okay.
I think honestly, just quickly, because it bothers so many people.
Manager or base coach?
Third base coach.
Okay.
I was born there. James is obsessed with the symphony. He's like in love with it.
All right.
Like he goes to the Pops. All these kids are running around. He's sitting there, just tunnel vision on Keith Lockhart.
I mean, maybe on brand.
Yeah,
I mean,
musician.
He's another silver spoon when it comes to that family.
Well, I mean, what would be more likely to happen? My son could play sports or do something that requires no athletic ability.
He's probably going to be. You're right. Weren't you a drummer?
I was. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't mentioned. I lived in England and I was a drummer.
All right. Let me get to Bill, and then I got a text about the Vrabel situation and Tommy Curran, which I want to address. Hello, Bill?
Greg, how are you?
What's going on?
So, Greg, I'm formerly known as Spaz's Arch Enemy Bill from the AAF days.
Jeez, that's going way
And
back.
I participated in a ton of Toys for Tots drives with you over at Ernie's.
Yes.
And during COVID, since you guys, there was a year that we didn't do it, or I thought you guys weren't going to do it, I started thinking of different ways that I can continue Toys for Tots. And what I did was I raised the money that I wanted to spend with me and my customers, and I gave it to my Boy Scouts and said, hey, let's go shopping, and we'll donate all these toys to the Toys for Tots. That was 5 years ago.
Oh, that's awesome.
Last night, we did our fifth annual Toys for Tots, and I have raised over $55,000 that went directly to toys.
Oh, that's fantastic.
For the area. We had Marines, state troopers, and town police officers supporting us, and it all comes from yours. From you and your Toys for Tots drive that got me inspired to do this.
Oh, awesome.
So I wanted to say thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Good job.
Going back over the best parts of the year here, which we have been doing all morning, certainly Toys for Tots this year.
It's always a good one.
Over the top when it came to how many people were there and how many toys were there. So thank you all for that.
I might make my top three.
What?
The best moments of
I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah, we were going to do top three best moments of the year. We can do that at 9:20.
Yeah.
Could be the Toys for Tots, but more so Danielle pulling the winning number.
Oh, that was hilarious.
That was a little sketch. That was complete sketch.
That was funny.
Toys for Tots was great, except for that jerk who was mean to Curtis.
Oh, yeah. Total a-hole.
Oh, yeah.
He should have been kicked out. I kicked left.
Out? Wow. Yeah. Who's going to physically remove him? I mean, I wear glasses.
Ken.
Oh, Ken?
Yeah.
Ken,
I don't know. I don't think anybody should be coming and taunting Curtis about his sobriety. I thought that was too far.
Did he do that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's not nice.
Don't let it bother you.
No, I'm just saying I stick up for Curtis, and I wish I had said more in the moment.
Oh, it's fine. Your husband was very sweet, too. He sent a very nice note. But it's
really?
Okay. Yes.
He texted you?
He did.
Oh, that kid.
He's a good guy, Santo.
Sandra.
Very worried about you last night.
He was?
Yeah. A lot of questions.
What were you worried about? Did you think I was having a heart attack?
I thought you were having a heart attack, yeah. Always hear, like, on the side for older people, it's like, side pain. Is
not in the gut, though. When have you ever heard a gut?
I literally just ran a 5K. I know. Ran it and walked it.
But it happens to people very quickly.
Yeah.
If Greg said, like, my speech is kind of out and my left arm and leg.
Well, that's why I was asking the questions about the numbness, tingling.
It was all the lower right quadrant.
Yeah, I was like, oh, he's probably got gas. And then when you said...
You said probably gas?
No.
Well, that's not expressing any
No, I'm thinking of myself that you probably had gas. Or when you then said, oh, it could be the kidney stones. Kidney stones. I was like, oh, I had that before. And I had that pain right in that area, too.
Yeah, you did?
Yeah, I had it right in like my abdomen area. And I was like, oof.
I mean, maybe that's what it is. And they just didn't pick it up in the CAT.
And then you passed them.
Yeah. And that's the most painful. A woman told me kindly in the hospital, the CAT scan lady said it's the most painful thing anybody's ever been through.
I mean,
even giving birth.
Not for TMI, but are your bowel movements normal?
Oh, God.
Well, because if it's IBS, that's something that can be treated with medication.
That's true.
Yeah, I really haven't. I haven't consumed a ton of food, so I mean, that could be the issue. I don't know.
But you would know.
What do they call it? The BART diet? Like, I'm going to have to go on the bananas.
Yeah.
And the,
okay.
What are the Barts? What are the raisins? Like, what are the
apples? I think apples.
Grain
is the B butter cake.
Well, you would know if it was the bowels because you would have issues like if you were trying to go to the bathroom.
Wiggy, when you go to the doctor, do you offer your own synopsis after they give theirs?
No, I listen to what the doctors say and then I kind of go based on just history.
When you talk about banning TikTok. I feel like we need to ban WebMD. There is nothing good that comes from that, especially when you're sitting there.
No.
When I was at Mass General yesterday for 5 hours, every time I'd get a test back, like a blood test thing, I'd go over the WebMD and the 15 things that it might be, and it's like all, it's doom scrolling.
Yeah.
It's
like
all, there's no benign explanation for anything.
That's why.
Like everything is, you could have... You might have pancreatic cancer.
Right.
You may be dealing with some kind of burst appendix. Like, it's all, things that can kill you.
Right. Like,
there's nothing good on WebMD.
There's since WebMD was created has gone there and felt better. You are immediately you're terrified of all the things you never even contemplated.
You started in the morning with the pain, right? That's when you noticed it?
But you were high energy yesterday during the show.
It was like your grand finale.
I noticed it. I noticed it in the famous final scene rejoined, Curtis, Bob Seger.
I love it.
I noticed it in the morning.
So I would have waited until the pain was so screwed if you would have waited, then you would have woke up this morning, you're like, oh, I feel a little bit better.
No, it still hurts, but it's not as bad. Like the lying down on it. Like was what sent me to the urgent care.
Right.
When I lay down for a while, then it really, really hurt.
If you put pressure on your right side, does it hurt?
No. They kept pressing it last night and it doesn't hurt. Right. Just a pain deep inside.
Inside.
Did they give you an IV?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so you're hydrated. Are you going to die?
I didn't have an IV. Yeah. I just had the thing stuck in jammed in there so they could take the blood and all the rest.
I bet you had a kidney stone and you passed it.
And I've already passed it?
And maybe you're just dealing with the little residue of the pain after the fact. Because I passed kidney stone and it doesn't always give you, sometimes you don't even know.
Yeah. I think I'm safe on the cancer stuff because they always say on WebMD when they say cancer, they say you have weight loss.
Yeah,
thank God.
I haven't had that. Well, we might as well talk about these kind of things.
I know.
I'm advancing in my age.
You know what you should say if you go back when they're waiting? You could just say, we're all terminal.
I'm not going to live forever.
No, I'd like to.
All right, anyway, so a text with regard to the discussion that we have had throughout the morning about Mike Vrabel and Tommy Curran. And the texter is bothered by those that are interested in Mike Vrabel as the next head coach of this football team because he did not have much success, they are suggesting, when it comes to Tennessee. Now, I think he took that team to the playoffs three of his 6 years. How long was he there for?
Let me get the exact numbers.
Yeah, I think it might have been twice, but I could be wrong.
Tommy Curran, Curtis brought this up at the start of the show. We've talked about it a lot this morning. Suggests that Mike Vrabel, he has some sourcing on this, would be interested in this job. Right, Curtis?
Yeah, and I can't find the audio of it, so I've gone on the word of Savage on Twitter, and it's been reposted all over the place. So, Tommy, if you didn't say this, I apologize. But nonetheless, it is the right person at the right time, and it is unfair to Mayo. But if it truly is the Jets, according to all reports out of New York, Mike Vrabel is the number one choice by the Jets to replace Robert Saleh and Ulbrich, who's taken over.
Yeah.
So does Robert Kraft want to sit in his owner's suite for the rest of his time owning the Patriots, competing against Mike Vrabel in his division?
Mm-hmm.
Or does he want to be indelicate, rude, unfair to Gerard Mayo? Or if you can think it's fair, that's fine. But does he want to go against his word to Gerard Mayo and move him out and bring Vrabel in? It's a tough spot.
Right. Which is a more intriguing opportunity for Mike Vrabel, if you just look at those two?
I would say intriguing, meaning that what's more desirous?
Yes.
Desirable?
Yes.
I would say that the Patriots.
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah. The Jets
of Drake
are just
May?
Yes.
And the Jets are a dumpster fire.
Oh, by the way.
3 years, Greg.
By the way, complete side note. Has nothing to do with what we're talking about right now. You're both right about the final gift item. When it comes to the 12 days of Chris Curtismas in 10 minutes.
So good.
Curtis, you've outdone yourself re-gifting on this.
I
wish you ran it by me first because I would have kept it. Anyway.
It is the number one gift you could give a Boston sports fan this Christmas.
Yeah, by far.
Yeah.
Hands down.
By far.
Yeah.
So.
It's sick.
Like you.
Yeah. So anyway, what?
3 years. Yeah, 3 years he took them to the playoffs. 3 years in a row, lost in the conference championship, lost in the wild card, and then lost in the division. But this is more of a desirable place because I think when you start to look at the NFL, it is really about the quarterback, and it looks like you got the right guy. So if you're Vrabel, you're probably saying, all right, Aaron Rodgers, who might only have a year left.
A year or two at the most. Yeah.
And then Drake May, who's got 10, 12 years left.
Is Chicago that same way, though?
When Mike Vrabel looks at it? Yeah, Chicago's that same way because of the fact that you look at the quarterback situation. Then you look at Vegas. You're going to probably be drafting a young guy. So do you want to deal with that? You look at the Giants.
Is there some sort of affinity when it comes to Vegas because of Tom Brady and his relationship with Mike Vrabel?
That's good. That's a good point because I saw a lot of stuff out there that supposedly Mark Davis, the owner of the Raiders, is like gonna tell Tom, is basically saying to Tom, I want a lot of help when it comes to new coach, quarterback, all that stuff. So maybe Tom has a great relationship with Vrabel. He knows how he was as a player. I think he knows how he is as a coach. What better way to maybe hire a guy that you have confidence in?
Would Vrabel want to work for Tom, though?
I don't think Vrabel would be bothered by it because I think Vrabel could have like real conversations with Tom.
Yeah.
About we should do this or we shouldn't do that when it comes to like free agency.
And you said Vrabel was a good teammate, like people all seem to like him.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody liked Vrabel. Vrabel, like he kept it real, you know, he kept it 100. He said what was on his mind, and I think that's kind of why it because Tom's gotta be looking at it like I'm gonna be extremely involved in this, kinda like the John Elway. So if you're Tom, don't you want to make sure your first time out the gate when it comes to your head coach is a guy that you
know?
No, right.
And have a relationship with.
Right. And so I think that's
if it's not, I heard Jones and Keefe talking about this yesterday. If it's not Mike Vrabel and they are making a change,
mm-hmm.
Who else, you know, are you going to be able to get Ben Johnson? Like
probably. Oh, are you saying for the Jets?
No, Patriots. I'm
saying. Oh, for the Patriots.
Yeah.
I
don't know. I mean, I don't think you have. I would take either. And as I said, I know that's probably not fair to Mayo. But Wiggy, we know where you stand on Mayo, and mm-hmm. I think you make a lot of great points about the roster and all the things he inherited.
Right.
If you were Robert Kraft and you had the ability to hire Mike Vrabel this offseason, would you do that and move on from Jerod Mayo?
It's such a great question. You're going to get so much crap because you're going to be like, really, one and done? I think that obviously Vrabel's the better coach. I probably, if you're putting a gun to my head, I'd probably say, yeah, I'd go with Vrabel.
Wow. Yeah.
If you put would. Right. But you put but yourself
he's
inside.
He's not an offensive-minded coach. And you do
I don't really care about
you
that.
You don't care about that, no. Even though you have Drake May?
No, because I'll just hire, like, it's all about the coordinator that you're going to hire, right? So if Mike Vrabel hires a good
offensive. Do you have a chance of getting a better coordinator with Mike Vrabel as your head coach than you do with Jerod Mayo as your head coach?
I think you do because you have, Vrabel has more of a network when it comes to people he can reach out to because he's been coaching longer than Mayo. He's been out and about in that world. So I would say he probably has more of a network.
Do you get instant bump? I mean, this is the business part of it. Do you get instant bump interest-wise if you're Robert Kraft when you hire Mike Vrabel?
Yeah.
Season ticket stuff?
Translate to business.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
You don't?
If you just get Mike Vrabel and you don't do anything with the actual team?
I think Patriots fans eat that up.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I told you, it was like...
No, how many people have called saying, Greg, why are you... You're the only person that really wants Vrabel. I don't care about Vrabel. There's been so many people, whether it's on Twitch, text line, or calling in, saying that same thing. I think Vrabel would be great. I'm not saying that it's time to get rid of Jerod Mayo yet, but it's got to be the players that are actually on the field to get Patriots fans back involved.
We had this conversation. Look at the Chargers fans.
Yeah, I disagree with you on it.
Once they hired Harbaugh. And you know another place? Look at the UNC fans. You don't think that they got a bump from hiring Bill Belichick?
I mean, that is a completely different
Did BC
beast.
Get a bump from hiring Billy O'Brien?
Yeah, completely
right.
Different beast.
So no, because when
you're talking college versus the pros.
No, but I'm talking about a coach that already has a name. You don't think it
legitimizes the operation.
Here's what I would say. Let's pick a team out there right now. Let's say Jacksonville. Say Jacksonville hired John Gruden.
Is that your favorite team?
Of course, yeah, Jacksonville. Yeah.
You don't think that the Jacksonville would get a bump from fans if they hired John Gruden?
100% they would.
Yeah, so, I mean, and Vrabel has that type of cachet. I agree with you if it's Ben Johnson or if it's Bobby Slowick, but when it's an established guy with a name, guys like Harbaugh, guys like Vrabel, a guy like when Denver hired Sean Payton, fans got instant bump.
They had a chance, text Subaru of New England text line, had a chance to get Vrabel last year. What makes you think that the Crafts would change?
I
don't think they even considered Vrabel because they had already promised contractually the job to Jerod Mayo.
Right, and that, but that's why I believe
which was dumb.
It is dumb, and I don't disagree with you. But they are. It's almost like you've kind of you know that whole saying you lying in your bed or you made your bed now you got to lie in it.
Yeah.
I almost look at it where they made the mistake by saying it was Mayo. Now they have to go down this road for at least 2 years.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. Coming up, the final day of the 12 days of Chris Curtismas. Your chance to be regifted with some incredible items from the WEEI Grinch.